Triple M's Queensland Only NRL Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Queensland Only. It's Marto, Margo and Dan here from Triple M Brisbane. We're on every weekday morning from 5:30 a.m. on 104.5 Triple M. We'd love you to join us then. And every week we tackle the biggest issues and talk to the biggest stars in Queensland Rugby League, including Maroons legend Corey Parker. He joined us this week and he's coming up on Queensland Only very shortly to relive Queensland's Game 1 Origin win. Marto has also found someone trying to steal Darren Lockyer's thunder. We'll get into that. And we'll speak to a Broncos 1993 Premiership hero who's now responsible for one of the greatest pieces of rugby league history of all time. What's that about? Find out on Queensland Only.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaneers.
Hey, listen, what happened last night after the Origin? I wrapped it up. As soon as full-time hit, Hammer scored the try. We jumped up and down. I didn't watch any press conferences. But, Fox, you were saying Corey Parker was on Fox Sports. Did they wrap up the game despite not showing it?
Well, they called it live at Fox to then replay it after. So then you would have been able to watch Origin on Fox after Origin had wrapped up on Channel 9.
Like immediately?
With the Fox callers
like
call.
Like 10 p.m., like whenever Origin, as soon as it finishes, bang, because of those anti-siphoning laws.
Yeah, so they have the post-analyst type stuff where they talk about the game and, you know, this, that and the other, and then it goes to, all right, now we're going to play with Fox commentary.
Here's our call of the game.
Yeah.
Hold up. But he was on a paddle with Michael Innes, who was, you just told me before, I didn't realise, the best man at your wedding.
He was. He was Corey's best man at the wedding.
I didn't know that. Little Lego head. When he was playing at the Broncos, they must have been good friends.
I watched the vision that Snowy showed me this morning about the two of them going at each other last night.
We got
and
it
I
here.
Said, oh, you've got it.
Listen,
Corey's going to be joining us.
What's the essence of this? Corey's on when?
8:20, Corey Bionic can explain this, but what's
I said, what about that look? Was Mick filthy or was that confected for TV? He said, he's off me big time. Didn't even say goodbye.
Right, so do you want to change Cleary and Luai? That's what I'm asking you.
They lost the game.
They lost the game.
New South Wales lost the game.
So you change your halves.
I'm asking the question. So where does Nicho Hynes go next time? Well, that's the reality. Tom Gilbert left the field, dislocated shoulder. Two wingers couldn't finish the game and they had 10 in the bin, Queensland. I'll just unpack that for a moment. Luai, Cleary.
I'm not making
RP.
I would be making any changes, Cos.
What about Latrell Mitchell?
Latrell Mitchell's still got to fit in.
He has to come back. So what is he talking
about? And Turbo's not great.
Nicho Hynes didn't get on the field until the last 15 or 20 minutes.
He needs to play more.
Mick Innes, his defence was, they used him as a utility player, which is what he was there to do. And Corey's like, he's too good to be used like that.
Classic Origin. It's dividing our nation.
It's dividing friendships and families.
And that's good. And that's what it's supposed to be about.
Corey Parker joining us from Fox League this morning. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, guys. How you going?
State v. state. Mate v. mate, Corey Parker. What's happened between you and the best
rift.
Man from your wedding, Mick Innes?
Are you no longer in the friendship.
God, they sulk, don't they? Are you not on speaking terms suddenly?
Oh, mate, I thought the question just had to be asked, to be fair. I mean, the way that that game unfolded last night would go down as quite possibly that one of the best victories I've ever witnessed in Queensland.
Where does it sit in the pantheon? Where does that victory sit in the pantheon of great Origin wins?
Well, mate, I'll unpack it a little bit. I mean, Tom Gilbert dislocated shoulder gone. Reuben Cotter's asked to play 80 minutes out on the edge. They lose both wingers.
Yeah.
In that time, they lose Tom Flegel at a 10 in the bin. While that happened, New South Wales were in front. 13 minutes to go.
Incredible.
Did we have
Ben Hunter, David Fifita playing in the centres and we scored two tries with 12
men? Somehow the Queensland spirit shone through and they were able to find a victory. But the way that they found that victory, if you look at how they scored those tries, that is not Origin-like plays. I mean, there was three things that I sort of really stood out to me. Cameron Munster, up until that point, was doing his job. He was solid. The game was on the line. He went to the game. He got the ball. He went across. Cameron Murray, captain of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He went across. Nathan Cleary, captain of the Penrith Panthers. He went across. Nicho Hynes, captain of the Cronulla Sharks. To then find Hamiso Tabuai out on the left edge, who was able to finish off what was an almighty try.
Yeah.
That should not happen. At that point in the game, they are down a man. So I simply asked Mick Innes the question, there has to be some tough conversations, has to be some talk, in regards to the wash-up of what's just gone on.
Well, the structure of the team's got to change because Latrell Mitchell comes back in, doesn't he?
Well, Latrell will come back in, but if Tommy
Turbo's out,
if he didn't go off, Nicho Hynes doesn't get on the field.
Yeah.
Well, that was 13 minutes to go.
And Nicho Hynes is great.
He's one of the best attacking players in the competition. They just miss the mark when it comes to Origin plays. Like the Tevita Pangai offload, you know, wasn't on at the right time. Hudson Young going for the one-on-one steals and NRL play. You don't get away with those things when you're playing Origin. Queensland just didn't. They just refused to yield.
To give up.
We had 40% possession in that first half. Did our defence win us the game?
Defence wins games, but it's the grit and determination. And like 23 missed tackles to Queensland at halftime. 23.
Was it?
But it was the desperation shown.
We held up two tries over the line.
Murray Taulagi can't tackle, Dolly.
The desperation, you can't put a stat on how much you are willing to work hard enough for the player inside and outside you to turn up when you're not supposed to come up with a play that in turn at the end of the game keeps you in the game and then some individual brilliance wins you the game. It was an incredible victory.
Well, what about Lindsay Collins challenging his club captain Tedesco? What was Lindsay Collins even doing with that kick and then offloading to Munster for the final try?
It's a really good question. I mean, he was just having a red hot crack. And if you put yourself in the picture, more than not, you'll come up with the right play. There was a couple of times in that first half that New South Wales put a bomb up. Players went down. Tedesco was one of them. Went down, didn't compete for the ball. You must compete on every single play, because the one play you don't compete on, you will get found out, and that was the case last night. Purely and simply, Queensland wanted it more.
Did Queensland change anything for game two, Coz?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, going into that game, there was a lot of talk going around, no Dane Gagai. You know, he was a wonderful servant for Queensland. There was no Caelan Ponga. Reece Walsh did a great job. You wouldn't expect that Tom Gilbert would be ready for game two, so maybe they, you know, have a bit of a change around there. But Cotter got man of the match, and he was thrust into that right edge. So, there's plenty of guys willing to put their hand up. Corey Horsburgh's very close to getting a start.
What about Kaufusi?
He's got three games. Whether that gets him back in time, I'm not sure. But incredible victory.
Did you see the water guy, the guy who runs the water for New South Wales? He looked exactly like Alfie Langer. Are they trying to do it in Perth? Did you see him?
Copycat.
Short, baldy bloke.
Did he have a Red Bull in one hand and a birthday cake in the other?
he's been around for a long time. That's Hayden Knowles.
Of course. Would they have had a big night last night? Because we're having trouble getting on to anyone.
Well, they're always late nights. From a performance like that, your adrenaline's still pumping quite high. You don't sort of really wind down to about 1:30 in the morning. But some players, or some teams rather, have byes this weekend, I think. So, and some players won't be playing. So you would think they would have had a couple of sherbets and enjoyed the moment. But what a victory.
Hey, we haven't had a Queenslander from Corey
Parker.
Never
heard one from you. Are you allowed to? Like wearing your Queensland jersey? Are you not allowed to if you've played for Queensland?
I know he's been living in the shadows of my Queenslander, of course, the best of them all. But Corey, have you got one for us this morning?
Oh, we'll see. Here we go. Queenslander.
Oh, it's breathy.
Whisper.
A creepy one.
Are you in the gym, Coz, or at a coffee shop?
I'm at a coffee shop.
That's a little treat for anyone walking past. You go, that's what Corey Parker's when he's yelling Queenslander.
Can you imagine yelling out Queenslander in a coffee shop in New South Wales this morning?
Nice, good mate. On you, Coz. Every NRL match live on Fox League. It's Triple M.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's Thought on Sport.
I don't know when it's going to be, Margo. Eventually we'll stop talking Origin, but it's not yet.
No, it's great. Okay? I was just watching a bit of the post-match stuff on Fox between Corey Parker and Mick Innes.
Now, somebody said there was a bit of a stink.
Wow. Give it to him, Coz.
Are they really into each other, like proper disagreement or TV disagreement?
Tell me, he was down in Sydney doing Fox.
Yeah, he was down in Sydney doing Fox. And just put the question forward to Mick Innes. Yeah. You know, do you consider changing the team? You know, New South Wales lost. We had Flegler off. We lost someone to an injury, and we had two wingers that couldn't finish the game, and we still won. So do you not then look at your New South Wales side? Nicho Hynes wasted. Were Luai and Cleary as good as they could have been? You know, maybe do you relook at your spine?
Jesus.
And Mick was like, no. I think it was great.
But hang on. Did he have south mouth? Was he mouth or...?
He gave Corey the filthiest look. And these two are best mates. Yeah. But what do you mean? Innes was his best man.
Latrell Mitchell didn't play. You're going to want to get him back.
Back in the side.
Like, obviously you want him back. So the answer is yes, we would like Latrell back is the first piece.
I love it. Can you note the time? I'm calling...
They're dirty, aren't they? They're just
filthy. They hate losing.
I'm calling for Brad Fittler's head if they've got any idea. Sack him tonight.
Who do you reckon comes in as Brad Fittler's replacement?
Gus Gould.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Wayne. Gus too. The Wayne Bennett of Origin.
Back, we don't want to bring back Wayne. Billy's too good.
No, Billy's great. Yeah, we love Billy.
Maybe Wayne can just do press conferences and snipe away.
Oh, Jesus.
But no, we can't talk Origin too much today. We'll the only station talking Origin and footy and the greatness of this state that we live in.
Just give it another couple of minutes of Origin. I know we've got to get a traffic.
You want to go and talk feelings and emotions, you can find that across the river.
Remember the quiz question I asked at 5:30?
Yes.
What sort of bet did Channel 9 interrupt Living End with? What sort of ad?
Sports
here
bet.
It is here. Have a listen to this. If you know Prisoner in Society. Prisoner in Society.
Society.
All right, listen to Living End. They're about to start that song, okay? And this is what Channel 9 did. Finishing. We're about to go to their second song.
How good was that? The Living End rocking the South Australian capital here tonight at Adelaide Oval. Let's get a quick update now from Joel Kane over at Sportsman.
Starting their new song.
The series opener is here.
Hey.
Since
did you see that cheeky Isuzu ad halfway through this first half where an Isuzu ad took over the screen and they just had the footy in a quarter of the screen? I went, hold on.
Who sits and watches free the ad, though? Like, don't you get up, go to the toilet, you get yourself another drink, get something to eat?
I had the Origin nappy on. I was just pissing myself. It was great.
How about Ryan doing Yellowstone?
I didn't see it. What happened?
Well, I'm rebranding him Bo Ryan Stone Cowboy after that effort. He was in the full kit.
He had the hat on. What was he doing?
A lot of ads last night, including, just quickly, Marto, can I play what I consider to be an ad for South Australia Tourism? Have they handed them a piece of paper and just gone, hey, make sure you get this away?
What was it?
Yes, one of the most famous sporting stadiums in the world, you'd say.
For cricket. Not rugby league. For AFL.
AFL.
Who knows Adelaide Oval?
Well, it's got a nice scoreboard, though. Hey, listen, we haven't played it for 15 minutes. Can we play Billy Slater? Get your hankies and tissues ready.
Queenslanders go through drought. They go through cyclones. They go through floods. They go through a lot of adversity. And we try and represent our people in that way as well. And I think that's what makes our people so proud of this footy team.
That's why
this footy team is such an inspiration for our people. And that's what we try and do. We try and replicate the traits that Queenslanders have. And that was on show tonight.
I'm crying.
That's a real person talking. It sounds like a Suncorp insurance ad, doesn't
it? It's mate v mate.
We stand for all of you.
We are. Like the Queensland spirit. Like we look out for each other. We have each other's backs. Do New South Welshmen care about each other? If someone's in a flood, look after yourself,
every
mate.
Every man for himself.
I'm not coming over there, I go, might get me shoes wet.
Oh, look, Margo's doing it now. She needs
mate, we live in the greatest state in Australia, don't we? Queensland.
We're descended from the gods.
In this great state. Christmas. It's incredible. I love the spirit of Queensland. All never give up.
That's 2023. Do you remember the 1995 Queensland Origin coach?
Of course I don't.
It was a simpler time, Fatty Vaughton.
Oh, Fatty.
Origin's the simplest rugby league you can play. Yeah. You just want your big buff-head forwards doing their job. Yeah. And if you've got a winger that can fall over the line and score a try, you're done. Yeah. That's it.
Simple. That's all there is to it.
That's it.
It's a simple concept.
That's coming from the greatest Queensland coach of all time. Paul Fatty Vaughton.
What an
analysis. In layman's terms,
just for comparison, can I just hear what
Origin's
it's like with...
Origin's the simplest rugby league you can play. Yeah. You just want your big buff-head forwards doing their job. And if you've got a winger that can fall over the line and score a try...
It's like an analysis of the budget, right? You have the treasurer who comes out and announces the budget. Yes. It's all very formal. And then we get Scott Phillips on to explain it for all the nufties.
Oh, the dummies.
All the dummies.
And there's one more. We've got the croaky choir. It would appear we've got a new contestant,
a nomination.
Into the Hall of Fame of croakiness.
Well, here we got Anthony Seibold, Darren Lockyer,
Brad Thorne, Tommy Radonegas, Brian from the Siggy Packet.
Steve O from Jackass was in there
listen
too.
Listen to this. This is Darren Lockyer talking to Ben Hunt.
Benny Hunt flew out of the blocks, mate, but you've had to rely on your scrambling defence the back end of that half.
Yeah, mate, we got a really good start. I had a few penalties at the start.
That's Darren interviewing himself.
No, it's a credit to our boys.
It's Triple M. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. When John Platt's son, Max, makes his debut.
Is he playing hooker?
For the Dolphins
this weekend.
He will be the third son of a premiership winning side to play in the NRL. We're talking Billy Walters.
Oh, my God.
Kevin Walters.
Tristan Slater.
Wendell Saylor.
Max Plath. John Plath. Snowy. Our wonderful sportistic producer has done the groundwork. He can't find any other team that has produced more progeny, more children.
Of premiership winners than the Broncos.
How proud are you, John Plath? Welcome to the show.
The John Plath.
Thank you very much.
Is this up there with winning the premiership, the pride of watching your son run on Saturday for the Dolphins?
Yeah, mate, I think it's, I'm really excited for it. And I can't really remember what it was like to win the premiership, so I can't make that comparison.
So I hear you and Julian O'Neill had quite a big night that night.
Yeah, Jules has a lot of big nights.
Yes.
Very excited for Maxie. It's, he worked hard to get there, like every young player does, I suppose, but... it's his chance.
Will you be there watching this weekend, Johnny? Oh, they're in New Zealand, aren't they? You going to head over?
Yeah, Margot, I will be. Oh. I'm actually in Post Office Square waiting for the GPO to open to get my passport.
Funny. Yeah. Hey, John, did the Dolphins do that thing that a lot of clubs do, film it when they tell Max that he's going to get his first jersey and they ring you and get you on the video? Did that occur?
No, it hasn't as yet. But, Maxie called me himself and Wayne jumped on the line after that.
Wayne jumped on the line, did he?
Yes, he jumped on the line just to rub some dirt in my face again. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Plathy, obviously, you know, history at the Broncos and obviously with Wayne. Wayne saw Max train. He trained at the Broncos for 12 weeks over summer, right? Did Wayne pinch him? Just another thing that Wayne's taken from Broncos to the Dolphins?
I don't know about that. But, Max did. Kevy was great and gave him 8 weeks pre-Christmas, I should say. And then the opportunity did come up with the Dolphins after that to actually jump into the top 30. So he was mad not to take it.
Johnny, 30 years of Wayne Bennett. So you played under Wayne. Now your boy's playing under Wayne. How is he different from 1993 to 2023?
Well, I haven't spoken to him too much, Wayne, that is, but about it all. But I think he's always been relatively calm. So I think he's probably just mellowed even a little bit more.
Hey, Plathy, you would have played mid-80 kilos sort of thing. How big's Max?
Well, Max, he's sort of varies around 90, 91 kilos.
Yeah, right.
So big boys, I think I was sort of in the low 80s and that, but everyone's got bigger.
How's the stats looking, Plathy? Does he size up? Do you let him know? Or he's got 9 tries in 17 games or something like that. How many did you score?
Yeah, not that many in 10 years, but he's a competitor. He sort of never says out there on the field. So
Johnny, have you tried to give him advice and he's like, oh, Dad, it's a different era now? Like if you said, don't smoke on the field, you get in trouble for that. Yeah. He's like, we can't.
Yeah, Sam Becker used to.
Yes, that's right, Sammy. Big Sammy. I try and give him some advice, I suppose, but the game sort of changed a bit, so it's probably out of my league now.
You still building pools?
Oh. Yes, mate. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, geez, you had enough of them yet?
It's all a bit of fun, and hopefully every now and again we get one that doesn't leak. So it's really good.
Well, good on you, Johnny. I hope they give you that passport. Enjoy.
John Plath, part of the 1993 Grand Final team for the Broncos, whose son Max is debuting under Wayne Bennett as well for the Dolphins this weekend. Good on you, Johnny. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
It's all thanks to Budget Direct, proud founding premier partner of the Dolphins NRL here on Triple M.